How about this for a story as well? Some great stuff this morning. An Oxfordshire company is using the secrets of spiders' webs to help rebuild people's joints. They sort of lie the spider on its back, extract all the web-making material, the silk, out of it, and they develop cartilages that can be used in your knees. It's true. The founder of the company is Nick Scare, and he joins me now. Nick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Malcolm.
This is a great idea. How do you build knees from spiders' webs, though?
Well, it's taken us quite a while to find that out. At a company that we've set up to develop this technology, Orthox, then we're using spider silk to help and repair and regenerate damaged cartilage, as you've said. And really, the reason we're doing that is because spider silk has these absolutely remarkable properties. It's 6 times the strength of high tensile steel, but allied to that, it's extremely elastic as well. And that makes it one of the toughest substances known to man. Now, cartilage is actually something which captures those properties as well. It needs to be both extremely stiff and extremely resilient to do its job. It acts as a shock absorber in the human body. So what we've done is to study how the spider spins its silk and then try and emulate those properties in the material that we've developed, which we've called Spidrex.
You might have seen this on the One Show very recently, and the pictures were amazing of a spider lying on its back and you taking its silk from it.
Yeah, that's right. We call that, it's a bit like milking a cow, but we call it silking the spider.
Ah, good.
Yeah, it's it doesn't harm the spider in any way. And actually, the reason we do that is because we need to study the spider silk. We don't actually use that spider silk in the devices that we make.
Right.
What we use is silkworm silk, the same silk that shirts and ties are made out of. And the reason that we use silkworm silk rather than the spider silk is because spiders, although it's fantastically strong, they only produce minute quantities of silk, and silkworm silk, obviously that's not a problem. It's produced in million ton quantities every year. So what we've been doing at Oxford University, myself and three other scientists there, David Knight, Fritz Vollrath and Tom Haysens, are to study how the spider spins its silk and then try and emulate those properties using silkworm silk.
Now, how much of a revelation can this be? People will be listening to this now, maybe that have had their cartilages replaced in the past. How much of a discovery is this, really, do you think, Nick?
Well, I think it's got great potential. I mean, we're focusing on the knee cartilage, and that's a really serious problem. I mean, no doubt you'll have heard people like Michael Vaughan and Fred Flintoff, the England cricketers, have had real trouble with their knee cartilage. And without potential treatments like ours, knee cartilage damage can lead to severe arthritis in the knee joint, and eventually that can require the replacement of the whole knee joint with a large lump of metal and plastic, which is obviously not the best solution.
No.
But it's not just elite sportsmen who suffer from these injuries. It's a frequent problem which thousands of normal people suffer from. And implanting knee replacements is costing the NHS billions of pounds. Well, at least £1 billion by 2010, they estimate. And that's more than total hip replacements. So it could have a really, really important impact.
Aren't they great, these spiders and silkworms? It's nature almost inventing cures for itself, isn't it?
Well, that's right, yeah. There's been a real focus on what are called biomimetic solutions, looking at how nature has solved problems and then seeing if we can emulate those and use them to address problems that we encounter in everyday life. And that's really what we've been focusing on, seeing how nature has developed this remarkable material, spider silk, and then seeing if we can use it to address a serious problem that's affecting us.
10 years in its research and development, you must have had some setbacks, but you must have also had some eureka moments when you realised that you were actually developing something that could work and will work.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's been quite a long road, and you know, there have been certainly those eureka moments down the line, normally completely by mistake, as with many sort of scientific discoveries. But really, it's been those 10 years that have got us to where we are, and it's been the backing of some great people called the Wellcome Trust, who are hopefully going to take this forward and get this technology into the operating theatre, and helping patients to resume normal life again after knee cartilage damage. They've backed us with a huge grant of £1.6 million. That's not going to be enough to get us right the way through to the end of the road. We're going to have to seek more investment, and it's a tough time to do that at the moment. So
yeah,
we hope we do find some investors who are prepared to, well, back us and hopefully get these products into the operating theatre and with surgeons and into patients to help sort out this problem.
Is the silk the same in every spider? Does silk vary from spider to spider? Do more spiders, different spiders I should say, spin more silk than others?
Yeah, well, spiders are, they're the past masters at spinning silk. They really have taken it to a higher level than any other animal. And actually, each spider can spin up to 8 different sorts of silk depending on the use that it wants it for. For example, the silk which is used to spin the web is the extremely strong, highly elastic silk, because it's got to stop the high projectile flies which fly into it. And that's one type of function of silk. But there's other ones that they have. There's the sticky silk, which is also in webs. They actually put a glue onto the web, and that's got different properties as well. They have cocoon silks, which are very durable, which they lay their eggs in and hatch out. So there are all sorts of different types of silk, and almost all spiders are capable of producing them. Yeah.
Wonderful. What machines they are. Isn't it incredible?
Yeah, it's remarkable studying these animals. You learn something new every day.
Good old Incy Wincy, eh?
up the spout and into the knee. Yeah.
Where would we be without him? How long will it be before this becomes commonplace, replacing people's joints with what you've discovered, do you think?
Well, what we hope is that we'll have taken our Spiderex material and developed it into an implant for use in the knee within 3 years. That's quite ambitious, but as I've said, we've had great backing from the Wellcome Trust, and we're definitely on the road to getting there.
Wonderful stuff. We wish you well, and we're very proud of you because you're one of us. Nick Scare, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thanks ever so much.
How about that? 8 different types of silk the spider can weave. What a machine. Good old Incy Wincy, or the one that sat down by little Miss Muffet, you know, and frightened her away. They're not just humble old spiders. They're nothing to be scared about. They're unique. They're fantastic. 852.